Let me offer just a few concluding remarks before we sing our closing hymn. The reading we used this morning to introduce our water ceremony was written by a Unitarian Universalist minister, the Reverend Eric Cherry. He's now the Director of International Resources for our Unitarian Universalist Association. But I remember him primarily as a member of the senior high youth group of the congregation I served in Stony Brook, New York, before coming here in the summer of 1988. I figure some kind of a circle must have come around since I am now turning to a one-time kid from a former congregation's youth group for a service that I am now leading. I got a similar kind of circle coming around back in July when I went up to Rockland, Maine, to the First Universalist Church to lead a memorial service for the matriarch of a church family there, a family with whom Michelle and I have remained close friends over the years. The Reverend Mark Glovin graciously offered me what had once been my pulpit for that occasion. I'd been in touch with the church's music director by way of emails to do some advanced planning for the service, and when we met before the service to do some finishing touches, I found myself talking with the music director in person, a very attractive young woman. When I asked her how she came to be the music director there, she told me, well, she'd grown up in the church, she'd been here all along and just kind of moved into that position. What I said in my mind, and in my mind only, was, I don't remember you being in this church when I was here. Even though my mouth was shut, she must have read my thoughts. Because the next thing she said was, I was born in 1986. That was 2 years after I had concluded my ministry there. I guess I didn't witness her growing up in that church, since she hadn't been born at the time. Now she's the music director with whom I plan a memorial service. Time does move on. It does move on. And yet the movement of time in no way lessens the challenges, the hopes, and the promises that always remain before us. Thinking back to just yesterday, any boy or girl in this room below the age of 9, they are here, below the age of 9, had not yet even been born when the horrible and tragic events of September 11, 2001 happened, as we recall it yesterday. And even as we recall the pain of that day, we honor the lives lost, honor as well the bravery of those to rescue in the rescue efforts. We also witness, after nearly a decade, a fallout of religious bigotry directed towards those of the Islamic faith. I plan to pick up on this thread more next Sunday. Next Sunday, we will also, following the service, dedicate the Peace Pole, which was placed this summer just next to the link in the Religious Education Wing. Get a chance to look at it as you walk, as you go toward the RE building. It'll be on your right. And we'll be asking our children and young people to join us for that event. It'll be after the service next Sunday. And I thank Shirley Rayburn for this gift she has made to our congregation. As years and decades and centuries and millennia go by, the goal of world community, with peace, liberty, and justice for all, as our sixth Unitarian Universalist principle puts it, remains maddeningly elusive. And yet persons in every age, every time, have still held up a vision of what humanity may yet become. And that is a good deal of our task here. Whatever the times may be, whatever the age in which we live, we are still called to hold up a vision of what humanity may yet become. And as we embark upon another year in our life as a congregation, that vision and that hope still remains ours. Time goes by, and we remain to be called bearers of life and bearers of hope for all the generations represented in this gathering place here and beyond these walls as well. For the many paths that have brought us here this morning, it is good, once again, to be with one another. And it is good that we sing together as well.